Good morning, and let me clarify. I didn't have any plans on coming here today on Monday. I had a very casual conversation with Lyle Mann about a memo that he had received, and I'm not sure where the memo came from, but it was a memo that I wrote probably a year and a half ago that dealt with misconduct within the Phoenix Police Department. Managerial misconduct, I should say, within the Phoenix Police Department. And I have to specify that I don't, I think probably due to our dialogue, he felt as though my position was one way or another. I can't tell you that I have a position in this because I am not educated enough in the context of the bill and everything that all the ramifications or positives that will come from the bill. I can just speak to you about the necessity of integrity within the context of police internal investigations. One of the issues Mr. Mann and I spoke about was, and this was spoken of here, that you're hearing cases of officers and sergeants for the most part, because those are in the operational capacity and those are the people who have contact with the public. It's my belief, and I'm going to have to live with this statement, but it's my belief that we as police leaders should be held to an even higher standard of integrity. I think if we do things on the surface that are transparent, that we won't have situations like this that arise. I dealt with a situation that had fraternalized an entire police department. I think we're all witnessing the challenges with that right now. And depending on what fraternity you fell in would depend on whether or not you were treated fairly, whether investigations were conducted against you or were not conducted against you. The frivolous nature of investigations that could have taken place would probably shock the conscience of the board if you fell out of favor with the fraternity that was ruling at the time. And the investigations that did not take place would probably shock your conscience as well. My only point to you is this. I believe the reason these organizations are coming in front of you is because they are helpless to seek recourse when misconduct has taken place within management. And if you really explore it closely, what you're probably watching happen right now within the Phoenix Police Department is the fact that they couldn't reach out to anybody else, so they reached out to the federal government. And I think if we study police history and read police history, that's how we start to see where the consent decrees begin. And I think we've been pretty fortunate in Arizona, and I think we've had a standard in Arizona of professionalism that, having been educated around the country in law enforcement, I've gotten to experience the fact. I think we are cut above in this state. I think this board has done a fantastic job over the years. I've worked with people who sit on this board over the course of the years. I can't tell you the manner in which to decide to vote, what position to take on this one way or another. I can just tell you that it would be naive for you to believe that some of these organizations have the ability to have an oversight. And one of the notes that I wrote to myself while I listened was, are you standardizing organizations or are you standardizing individuals? And that's a question you have to ask yourselves. Because if you're standardizing an organization, that's an umbrella. And I believe you are. And that covers everybody. And I think it would be reckless for this board or AZ Post to take every complaint that came down the pike. I think there's been a communication barrier from sitting back in the crowd, in that I think what's being conveyed is not that you're, I don't think you're getting the information. I noted that often in police organizations, the police chief, the sheriff, they may not know what's going on because it depends what makes it up to their level. The assistant chief may not know what's going on. It depends what gets to his level. You may not know what's going on because it may not ever get to your level. And that's not because maybe somebody was being negligent. They may feel as though they were doing their job to take care of the situation at their level. There are some things that are egregious enough that have to make it. I don't know. I can't answer for you today how you set that standard, what makes it to your level. This board cannot be inundated with frivolous complaints that have little or no bearing on the integrity or veracity of police departments throughout the state. But there are some things that will rise to a level where it's not getting investigated that maybe the board has to be the oversight. And it's a difficult, challenging position to be in. I won't go into the whole story, what transpired with the situation that I was a part of, but I will tell you that a couple of individuals in one organization can decimate the careers of many. And I have a feeling, just looking at this board, I don't know many of you well, there's one, two, or three people who probably sit on this board who are probably internally nodding, you're right, one or two people can decimate the careers of many. And one or two people can damage the integrity of an entire police department. Now, we see it at the officer level all the time. It's in the news. Officer gets arrested for OxyContin. Officer gets arrested for ripping off drug dealers. You don't see it at the management level, but we know that it goes on inside those agencies. I'm not pointing a finger at any specific chief or individual or anything like that, but I think it is important that there is some oversight.